I bought these boots 25 years ago, and these are still my go-to boots for heavy-duty work outside.
But I think the key, though, to these boots having lasted that long is I've observed over the years how well he takes care of these boots. And I think the care that you give your boots really has a lot to do with how long they're going to last, too.
So, what do you do? What have I done to make these things last 25 years for me? Well, I'll show you.
The Ready Life into the country.
Hi, I'm Lisa Meisner.
And I'm Nick, her husband.
Welcome back to the Ready Life podcast, where you'll learn how to become more independent for your basic necessities like water, heat, food, and the power that most of us depend on. Today, we are talking about something fun. We're talking about boots on the homestead. You know, they kind of are a unnoticed, important part of the homestead.
Lose your feet and you can't do much.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And you can't do everything barefoot either. And so boots are really important, actually. Like, really important. They're something that we do spend a good bit of money on for each person in the family once a year, especially with growing kids. But
yeah, it's money well spent. It's your foundation.
It is.
And especially if you do a lot of work outside, it's especially important. And we subscribe to the theory of cry once, buy once.
Yep.
And it is a little painful when you buy quality, but yes, I guess we aren't strict adherents to that with the kids because they're going to be outgrowing it in a year or sometimes less.
Yes.
But once things stabilize, if it's something that could potentially be around for a while, then it has saved us a lot in the long run and makes for a better experience to start out with quality and then take care of it. And that's really what this is about, is just going through a little bit about just our experience, at least with boots and what we've found to work and how we try and take care of them so that they last a long time.
Yes.
And, you know, I've gone through so many pairs of boots over the years. For years, I wore Red Wing boots. I think they're still in business, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I should have checked. But, we had a good experience with those. But, you know, I'd wear them out, and they were kind of a medium-duty boot. And I'd wear those out in, 4 years, maybe, something like that, plus or minus. And so then another one that I would often wear was I got leather hiking boots like these, and so I would do everything in those. And they would, you know, they're pretty tough and comfortable, and they would, work well for work too. And so I used those for a while, and I've used a bunch of other boots, like boots that military type boots where they're a combination of leather and, I don't know, Cordura, whatever, and Gore-Tex, and
a little dusty.
Yeah, haven't used those in a while. And lately, I've, in the wintertime, been enjoying muck boots because we get a lot of snow, and I would often have snow coming inside my boots, and so I wanted tall boots that where I could not worry about that as much, and also waterproof where I could go in water deeply and all that.
Yeah, these are great for winter and also for spring, because in the springtime is when we really get the mud puddles and mud everywhere. So
yeah. Here's another style. There's different styles of muck boots and that sort of thing.
My muck boots are my favorite. They're the ones that I wear the most. These ones are my muck boots, and I love my muck boots. I've had these for how many years now?
Wow, let's see.
I want to say
six or
five,
eight.
Six, seven.
Yeah, something
maybe
like that. probably.
Yeah, and I love those boots. Those mm-hmm. are the ones that I wear during the winter and the spring especially, or when I'm heading out to the coop to take care of stuff. Those are my go-tos.
And then lately I like having some kind of heavy-duty running shoes for around town and running and trail running and hiking and stuff like that, just because I don't like city slicker tennis shoes. I want something that if I needed to take off into the woods, I could, and I'd be just fine. And these work really well for that. And so, you know, I kind of like those. But what I've found for heavy duty work, though, that is really hard to beat is just some heavy duty. These are like logging boots here in this part of the country. These are made by Whites. But,
is that what it is, a White?
Well, that's the sole.
That's the sole.
But,
okay.
Yeah, these are made by Whites. They're not cheap. They're not exactly custom made, but they are much more custom fitted to your feet. And they were expensive, but get this. I bought these boots 25 years ago. And these are still my go-to boots for heavy-duty work outside. Now, granted, I don't wear them every day, you know, especially not in the winter. They're not warm at all. Your feet would freeze in these things. But in the summertime is when we do the bulk of our heavy-duty outside mm-hmm. work. And when I'm doing that, I'm generally wearing these. And that's an incredible lifespan. And I feel like I've still got quite a bit of life left in them. And with Whites, I'm not necessarily advocating for Whites. There's probably some others out there too, but it's just really thick, heavy duty, high quality leather. And the fit is really nice and all that.
But I think the key though to these boots having lasted that long is I've observed over the years how well he takes care of these boots. And I think the care that you give your boots really has a lot to do with how long they're going to last, too.
They last longer and they're more water resistant mm-hmm. when you care for them. So what do you do? What have I done to make these things last 25 years for me? Well, I'll show you. And basically, one of the first things you want to do is get some good quality preservative on them. And my favorite stuff is Obanoff's Heavy Duty LP. I've used this stuff since I got these boots, so I guess 25 years.
25 years, you can see the dust.
Yeah. And this stuff is made out of, you know, it's got propolis and different things like that. Anyway, it's a little bit waxy. I think I got it a little bit too warm. Yeah, I'm going to have to let it cool down.
Cool off.
But what I like to do is warm my boots up before I put this stuff on. And so first off, you want your boots clean. And so my boots are pretty clean, but if they were muddy or something like that, you'd want to wash them off and then let them dry thoroughly. And then if they're dusty or something like that, take a brush and, you know, brush them off really good. You want to get them where they're good and clean and bare, and then we're going to take them apart and put the treatment on it. So we'll do that. So like I mentioned, you want your boots to be clean. And if they're dusty, you can use, you know, kind of a soft brush or something to brush them off. But if they've got some dirt crusted on them or mud, you can use a stiffer brush to brush them off. Or you might even need to give them a bath and let them dry out a bit. And I have a peat boot dryer also that was actually given to me, what was it, this Christmas?
Yeah.
You guys gave it to me for Christmas,
yeah. I think.
And that thing is really nice for drying boots out from the inside very gently. It's a very, very low heat source because when you dry, you may already know this, but when you dry leather boots out, you do not want to use any significant amount of heat to dry them out. You want to just kind of let them dry out at room temperature slowly, because if you dry them with a heat source, you're very liable to crack the leather and destroy it permanently. So with the peat boot dryer, though, it's such a gentle amount of heat, and it puts it on the inside, drying it from the inside out, kind of like your foot would do. So it's almost like mimicking what the heat from your foot would do. But once you've got your boots clean and warm, then I like to take the laces off. You may have, I don't know if you've heard of this, but I use parachute cord, military 550 pound test parachute cord as my laces in my boots, and they last just forever almost. I mean, this is, I've never had to replace these since I put the parachute cord on them. And the cool thing about using parachute cord for your laces is that if you were ever in a survival situation and you needed some really sturdy cord temporarily, you could potentially take it off your boots. Now, I know that's not maybe the greatest idea because you need your boots to be able to get around in a survival situation, but you know, you could take it off temporarily for a bow and drill or something like that, perhaps. So it just gives you options. And with my boots, it has a little protector, tongue protector thingy that laces in there too. And so I just take the laces off, and then there'll usually be a little bit of junk in there, you know, pine needles and stuff like that, that I just have to get out. Hopefully, if you've cleaned your boots beforehand, if they were dirty, you've gotten all that out. Then I take my Obanoffs, and this stuff is good. I know I've had this one for a while, so I think their packaging looks a little bit different. It's a black container now, I believe. But this stuff, Obenaufs, it's been really, really good for me. And it's a waxy stuff. It's kind of soft right now because I warmed it up, but it's normally at room temperature, it's going to be kind of like coconut oil at room temperature, or kind of like a wax at room temperature. And so then basically just use your finger and smear it in and work it in to the boot. And if your boots, if the leather is really dried out, it's going to really absorb it, and it may take quite a bit of it. If you keep up with your leather and do this periodically, then it may not take as much, but you'll get a nice, rich color. My boots are black, and so it just brings out a nice black sheen on them. And you just want to work it in. The heat from your finger working it into the leather really helps it to kind of melt a little bit and work its way in. But if you've already preheated your boots, then that just makes the whole thing work a little bit easier. And I'm just trying to work it into all the leather, all around, even in the little cracks and crevices, really especially around the cracks and crevices, and anywhere where you're seeing wear marks, anywhere where there's stitching and threads, like, you know, it helps to protect the stitching and threads and make them last a long time. With some of these really good high quality boots, they can even be rebuilt. Like these, you can have new the lower portions be replaced and reuse the uppers if you wanted to, stuff like that. I know these are higher end boots than most folks are probably going to get. And, you know, I kind of wondered when I bought them if they were a little bit over the top. But I work on my feet a lot, and 25 years later, I'd say it was a pretty good investment, because that's a long time for a pair of boots to last. Granted, I don't wear them every day, but when you work this stuff in, there'll be some high wear areas on the leather, and you work it in and it's like, whoa, the change in how the leather looks is amazing. So I just do this on the whole boot, And I'm not going to take the time to do it here on the recording, but I do it here. I do it on the whole boot all over. And then it's a good idea, if you have time, to let it sit for, you know, overnight would be even ideal. But there have been times where I've had to just get out and get at it. And so I did. But if you do this periodically, you know, depending upon how much you use it, I don't really have a set time. I try and make sure that I do it at least once a year. But if I'm using my boots a lot, then I might need to do it more frequently than that. A lot of times you're going to need to do it more frequently than that. But I kind of look at the leather and look at how scuffed up it's getting, how dry it looks. You can kind of tell when it just gets this kind of a dry, almost looking a little bit scaly, or starting to look almost like suede a little bit. And you start to get the feel for it. And then places where the boots flex, you can start to read those, and you can get the feel for it and see, yep, it's time to treat my boots. And so if you do that, keep up with it. Yes, it takes a few minutes. You know, it takes me, I don't know, what, 15 minutes, something
maybe
like that,
20,
something
25.
Like that. And but you're not doing it all the time, and it makes a huge difference in the life of your boots. You take care of your boots, take care of your feet, take care of your feet, and you can get a lot of work done on the homestead. Anyhow, hope that's helpful, and we'll see y'all next time on the Ready Life Podcast. Bye now.